H. Ham, one of the three sons of Noah. He is the symbol of the father and the Shudrian, symbolized by Canaan, and Catrian, symbolized by Nimrod, classes in humanity. Harbingers, forerunners, those who initiate change, same as Paravipas. Harion Sheri Hong, Hosh, the middle sign and the greatest sign. The meaning of it, in brief, is the goal of the life is to become divine. That is the highest goal in human life. Other goals are secondary, and any other purpose which keeps the person from attending to this goal should be disregarded and forgotten. The sign consists of a dot, the I Ching, the expanding lotus, and the sign Latustica. The dot is the beginning of the spiritual journey when the operative powers of the three gunas are released. The word and the consciousness is still under the influence of the Tamaguna. The I Ching is the symbol for awakening the spiritual forces in order to overcome the power of the Tamaguna and to reach pure consciousness. The lotus is the symbol for reaching pure consciousness and represents the embracing, loving part of the person in pure consciousness and God's love. The latustica is the symbol of the guiding part of being in pure consciousness to correct and guide others. So in general, the sign means that the unit consciousness should awaken his spiritual forces in order to overcome the power of the Tamaguna over his soul, so to reach pure consciousness and to manifest God's qualities, both the loving part and the corrective part, his laws. Heaven, same as pure consciousness. Hebrews, same as elected ones. Hell, ignorance. Because of the influence of the Tamaguna, the feeling of I, ego, as a separate entity is created, and the unit consciousness becomes self-centered and separated from God. As the self-centeredness increases and he goes more away from God, he falls deeper to his lower nature and deeper into hell. So hell means false ego, the separation from God and falling into the lower nature. Hidden mana. The nectar which is felt in the throat area when the lower nature, first three chakras, is overcome and the person goes to his fourth chakra. It is a liquid which runs through the throat and an indescribable bliss follows. The person surely feels the presence of the Lord beyond any doubt. It is what is promised to be given to those who overcome the first three chakras. Revelations 9:17. Higher nature of man, consciousness beyond the first three chakras, superior nature, higher self. When a person overcomes the power of the first three chakras over his soul, he enters his higher nature. He overcomes his lower nature. That is why Eve, the lower nature, is the mother of all humans, because humans should overcome this lower nature first to be born again to the higher nature. Higher self, consciousness beyond the first three chakras, superior nature, same as the higher nature of man. Hinduism, a body of knowledge, philosophy, and belief which originated and was expanded in India, mostly from the Vedas. It is one of the Far East teachings which is used to awaken the spiritual forces and is related to the first sign in the greatest sign. Holy means whole, perfect, and true. As the person becomes more perfect, he becomes holier. Holy Ghost, same as the divine grace, the Holy Mother. House of Israel, the Sumerians, Ephraims. The children of Israel, or the 12 tribes of Israel, were divided into two nations after the time of King Solomon. These two nations are the House of Israel, 10 tribes, and the House of Judah, the tribes of Judea, Benjamin, and the Levites, priests, and with them Jews. The house of Israel was the first to become captive, and their land was given to other people. Apparently, they did not come back to the land after that, so they are known as the 10 lost tribes of Israel. But in reality, some of them did come back to their land, and some others traveled towards the west, northwest, and some even reached the land of America, as is recorded in the Book of Mormon. For a more detailed study, read the book Children of Abraham, All Prophecies Are Fulfilled. House of Judah, the Jews. After the time of King Solomon, the children of Israel were divided into two nations, the house of Israel and the house of Judah. The house of Judah is the nation from which the Jews have come. They are the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, and the Levites, priests with them.